Everybody praise the Lord. I welcome everyone to the last day of this great crusade of the power of God, the God of all possibilities. All our kind officials, all the churches, all the leaders, all the representatives of the government of Niger State, and the security outfit. We give the glory to God for everyone, because the whole state, government, church, military, everyone, they have actually contributed to the success of this program. And we pray that the blessings of the Lord will be permanent on this stage, amen, on the church, amen, on the government, amen, and all the security outfits serving our people and protecting our lives. And for every citizen of this stage, I pray the goodness of God will be manifested in every life. Amen. And all our people, young and old, all our people who have attended from the first day until this time, the Lord will climax the blessing, the miracle of God upon every life here tonight in Jesus' name. Online brethren and online participants, the Lord is sending blessing to you tonight. Amen. Tonight, you receive great manifestation of power from heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Where are you there? The blessing is coming upon your life. Father, we thank you at this time, and we glorify you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for all the people you have used. I'm asking, Lord, that tonight you pour showers of blessing, showers of miracle, showers of salvation, showers of holiness, and showers of healing, deliverance upon every life in Jesus' name. Lord, confirm your power that cannot fail upon everyone. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. God has blessed you. You can sit down. Tonight, as we come to the final day of this September GCK, we are coming to look at the reviving possibilities, the reverberating possibilities. What I mean by that, it starts now, it continues in your life, it goes on and on. The possibilities of faith, of power, of divine showering, of blessing will never stop in your life in Jesus' name. The reviving, reverberating possibilities of the resurrection of Jesus. Everything we have, salvation, sanctification, holiness of heart, holiness of life, power, the power of the Spirit, everything we have, the healing, the deliverance, and all the showers of blessing, all those things come as a result of Christ who died, Christ who was buried, and Christ who rose again from the dead. We're looking at 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. Look at this. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He begets us. He makes us to come and recreates us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Look at Romans chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 11. In Romans chapter 8 verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. The spirit that raised up Jesus, raised him up from the dead, if it dwells in you, it says, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Tonight you are healed. Whatever the challenge, I say tonight you are healed. That same spirit, Holy Spirit, able with power, heavenly power, triumphant power, supernatural power to raise Christ from the dead, that same spirit will walk in your body. And it will quicken and make alive and heal you. And it says, by his spirit that dwelleth in you. By the spirit that dwelleth in you. You'll have to allow that mighty, powerful, supernatural spirit to come and dwell in you. If you close up your mind, close up your heart, if you close up and he doesn't come in to abide, to reside, to stay, to work, and to perform wonders in your life, if you close up and the spirit is knocking and he's saying, I want to come in, I want to save you, I want to forgive you, I want to turn your life around, and I want to do the supernatural in your life, if you close up, you'll not be able to work, but you'll open up to the spirit of God. I can't hear you. And as you open up to the Spirit of God, if the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, resident in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, heal, revive, and restore health unto your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. As I said, we're constraining the message, the reviving, reverberating possibilities of the resurrection of Jesus. Three things we're looking at very quickly. Number one, it's the blessed reconciliation and regeneration by his resurrection. He connects us. He reconciles us. He regenerates us. He brings new life, eternal life unto us, unto everyone by his resurrection. Number two, the bodily restoration and rejuvenation through his righteousness. That he, through his resurrection, that he is in your body, power will come into that body. Light will come into that body. And then you're restored. You remember the time when you had no sickness, everything was peaceful, everything was painless, and you enjoyed life. You are coming back to that same good status tonight in Jesus' name. Tonight, final night. In the night, those blind eyes will open. Tonight, final night, in the night, all that paralysis and all that stroke, everything, as the spirit enters into you, stroke will vanish away. Paralysis will vanish away. And those broken bones are going to be joined together tonight. I already see the power coming upon you there. I see you standing up. I see you walking. I see somebody there. You'll be running by the time of the final amen. Because there's the bodily resurrection and bodily restoration and bodily rejuvenation through his resurrection. Number three, the boundless riches and resources. Boundless, unlimited. What God will do tonight. Boundless riches and resources in his resurrection. I welcome you to Miracle Ground. I may welcome you to the performance of our great God in heaven, even tonight, in Jesus' name. One, two, three, and the miracle will come upon you. Number one, the blessed reconciliation and regeneration through his resurrection. We're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. We're talking about reconciliation. We're talking about reconnection. We're talking about restoration. And the Lord himself will connect you. He'll connect you with himself. He'll reconcile you with himself. And the enmity between you and the Lord, everything will vanish away. The separation between you and the Lord, everything will vanish away. And as you are reconciled to God, you'll be connected to everything heaven has to beautify your life and to have fulfillment in your life in Jesus' name. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, and all things are of God. All things are of God. All things of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. We are far away from the Lord, but now he has reconciled us. He brought us together with the Almighty God. Our sins separated us from God, but the Christ came and removed that wall of partition and removed that sin that separated us, and he reconciles us to God. Our heart, our mind, our soul, our personality, now reconciled unto God. It says he has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ. Let me explain to you. We were enemies of God. All men. Everywhere. Whether in or out, were enemies to God. But you began to desire in your mind, I don't want to be an enemy of God again, but I've done things that I cannot clear. I've done things that bring the separation, and I want to be reconciled to the God of heaven. And then you say, okay, I'm going to call that man, come and help me to be reconciled unto God. He said, I cannot. Why can't you? Because he too is sinner, is an enemy of God. An enemy of God who has not reconciled with God himself cannot be a reconciliation agent. He can't do it. The man might be in church. The man might be outside the church. The man might be able to do some rituals. The man might be going through some ceremonies. The man might be doing whatever. And he may be anyone on the face of the earth. Every man by sin, every man by nature, every man by practice is an enemy of God. And one enemy cannot reconcile another enemy unto the holy God of heaven. There is only one, only one. His name is Jesus. He's the very Son of God. He's the one that died and was buried, and he rose again. And because he had no sin. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son. If you want to talk to me, go to him. I don't listen to all those sinners, all those ritualistic people, all those ceremony people. I don't listen to all those religious people. There is one eternally righteous, eternally pure, eternally holy. There is one I recognize, and he is my beloved Son. If you come to him, he will bring you to me. You'll be reconciled with God. Amen. He's the only one that can do it. And thank God he's going to do it for you tonight. Because it says God reconciles us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. What that means is that he has given to me to come and tell you how you can be reconciled to God. And once you take the step tonight, you'll be reconciled. I said you'll be reconciled. Look at verse 19. In verse 19, with that is that God was in Christ. God was in Christ, his beloved son. God was in Christ, the one that he sent. God was in Christ, the one that paid the full price for your reconciliation. And he said, it is finished. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Anyone in the world, this is the only way to be reconciled unto the Heavenly Father, reconciling the world, all the nations, all the creatures in every nation, everyone in every nation, because everyone has sinned and come short of the glory of God. And as you come and you say, I want reconciliation, you cannot go directly to God and say, I don't want Jesus Christ. God, I'm reconciled to you. No. You know why? There's a big, big gulf. God is over there. The gulf is over here between you and God. And you cannot cross. Whether you drive or whatever you do, you cannot cross to the other side and reconcile with God. The only one that walks on the water, the only one that becomes the bridge, the one whose hand is so long, Son of man, he holds the hand of man. Son of God, he holds the hand of God. The only one, the only one, the only one, Son of man and Son of God, that can hold the hand of the man, hold the hand of God, and bring you together. His name is Jesus. And the ministry of reconciliation is to tell you, is to alert you, is to inform you, is to tell you, as Jesus holds your hand, as a human, man, woman, boy, girl, man, because he's Son of Man, he can hold your hand, and because he's the Son of God. And the Father said so. This is my only begotten Son. He holds the hand of God, and tonight he'll join your hand with the hand of God. It will reconcile you. Once you say, I know that Jesus is the only way. Once you say, I know he's the only one that can bring me to God, he'll bring you to God today in Jesus' name. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, it says, now then, we as ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. We plead with you. Your own desire, your own decision, your own volition, your own free will is still there. And I'm sure you want that togetherness with God. You want that coming unto God, that reconciliation unto God. And when you are reconciled to God, you will pardon all the sins you ever committed in your life. It will blot everything out, and you will have the salvation of the Lord and the joy of that salvation. You're not an enemy anymore. I'm a child of God now. When I die, because I'm reconciled to God, I will go to heaven. Anybody there? You'll get there. Amen. By reconciling with God through Jesus Christ. Look at number two. Number two, we're talking about the bodily restoration and rejuvenation through his resurrection. The bodily restoration. You see, many of us, probably everybody, we have something in the body. We just want the Lord to restore our body to the original status. Because you know now, maybe something is wrong with the head, something wrong with the eyes, and the eyes are not seeing as bright as they should to see. Or maybe it's even totally blind. They call it glaucoma, they call it whatever. Whatever the name, you know something is wrong. It may be in the throat, there's goiter there. And apart from the fact that you know the sight, you don't like the sight, it's a great problem. In the lungs, there are problems. In the hips, there are problems. In the joints, there are problems. And so we're saying, oh Lord, remember, when all these things had not come in, and I could stand, I could walk, I could run, I could talk, I could see, I could read, but everything appears wrong now. Okay, God is saying, what have you come for? I come for restoration. Somebody there? Somebody there, I come for restoration. It will restore your eyesight. It will restore your limbs. It will restore the mobility and the ability to get up and walk and run in Jesus' name. It will restore the peace of mind you used to have. And you'll not be thinking, how do I move from here to there? Because restoration has come. There's another word there, rejuvenation. Well, you know, it's a long word, rejuvenation, that says the Lord will shake everything shakeable. I didn't hear your amen there. And then he'll put in place everything that you're just renewed. You're revived and you're restored. And everything you're asking for, everything is done. Through the resurrection. And it's not just resurrection going to happen. It's happened already. Because on the third day after he was crucified and buried, then on the third day he rose again. That resurrection of the Lord brings the restoration to your bodily parts tonight in Jesus' name. Restoration. 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 For who? For you tonight. And those online, we've had testimonies of those who in the previous crusades, they were there, either in their local congregation, or they are in the hospital, or they are by their radio, television, and as we prayed, they got spectacular miracles. Online, listeners and viewers, tonight, spectacular miracle in your life. And look at that again, look at that again. It tells us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. And it says in Romans chapter 8 verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Dwell in you. There is a contact. You cannot be separated and say, no, I want to stay the way I am. I want to remain separated. I don't want any connection with the Spirit of God, with Jesus Christ, or with God the Father. Why are you hurting yourself? Look at your condition and look at your problem and look at the plague and look at the sickness. And the Lord is saying, come. He wants to heal you now. Even if you go to, you know, the doctor, and the doctor wants to, you know, help and give the, you know, the thing that he can give you. If you say, no, I don't want the doctor to touch me. I don't want him to ask me any question. And I look at him, I don't like him. Why about your health? About your healing, about your deliverance, you'll do better than that. The human doctor, if he has to help, you have to open up to the human doctor, and you have to say, this is what, and you need to talk in a friendly way, because you desire, and you know he is the one to help you. You can't insult him and expect him to treat you. You can't blaspheme him and expect him to treat you. You cannot do any evil evil to him, try to hurt him or harm him, and expect him to heal you, the same thing with the Lord. God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son. And that begotten son is the one that gives you eternal life, abundant life, healthy life, a strong life. You cannot insult him, look down on him, blaspheme him, and then say, heal me. It doesn't, it doesn't work that way. But when you come and you say, I have decided to follow Jesus, and when you pronounce that name, you love that name, you accept that name, you know that everything you desire from heaven, salvation and healing and deliverance, you get from him. You say, Jesus, my Jesus, my Savior, and healing will come to you. Because the Spirit that raised him from the dead, dwelling in your mortal body, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. Any part of your body that is dead and useless, tonight Christ will touch that part. This final day of the crusade, you rise and jump, you rise and walk, you rise and run, and the blessing of God will bring total restoration into your body in Jesus' name. Rejuvenation that he will bring, that you'll be so much alive, it will be like, are you not the one like that? 1 hour ago, resurrection power has now come by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. He will do it. Yeah. For me. For me. I said for me. For me. He will do it in Jesus' name. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. It says, we having the same spirit of faith. The same spirit of faith, like that leper had, the same spirit of faith that brought him has now brought you, and he received the cleansing. Like that woman with the issue of blood had, and she said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. The same spirit of faith that blind man came and said, have mercy on me, O Lord. And the Lord said, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, that I might receive my sight. The same spirit of faith, like that man that was at the gate, beautiful in Jerusalem temple, and he was paralyzed from birth for 40 years. And then he looked on them, and Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The same spirit of faith. And the Spirit always works the healing, the deliverance, when you come in that right attitude. It says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe. On this grounds today, we also believe. Am I speaking your mind? Do you also believe that the power of Christ will do it tonight in your body? We also believe. I'm telling God on your behalf. I believe. You believe. She believes. At the back over there, on the right-hand side, on the left-hand side, online, radio, television, I, collect all the I together, it becomes we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore, have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore we speak, and it will be done. Tonight, it will be done. In your body, it will be done. Let's come to number three here. Number three, the boundless riches and resources in his resurrection. Boundless, limitless. What God can do and what God will do tonight in your life. I said tonight in your life. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. It says, in whom we have. Understand the text. It didn't say we had. We didn't have it in the past. The riches, the resources. We didn't have it in the past. Today we have. It's not we shall have in the future. As if today we only came to warm up. No, this is the time and the moment to possess. Because it says, in him, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace, forgiveness has come for you. Freedom has come for you. A gift of God, the gift of salvation from heaven has come for you tonight. Look at verse 18. In verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that she may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Then in verse 19, it says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power? That's what is coming to you today. The exceeding greatness of his power. It says, to us what? Who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Look at verse 20 there. In verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. The same power what the Father did wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. The same the Lord will reproduce in your life today. In my life. I said in my life. Ephesians chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, we're looking at verse 20. Now unto him that is able. When is God able? Now. Able to save you? When? Now. Able to heal you? When? Now. Able to deliver you? When? Now. Able to put an extraordinary testimony in your mouth? Now. Now it will happen. I rejoice with you, it will happen. The miracle of salvation, it will happen. And the miracle of healing, it will happen. The miracle of extraordinary power in your life, now it will happen. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. Whatever you are asking tonight, the Lord will do that and go beyond that. Or think, whatever you are thinking tonight, and you're thinking, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, I wish I rise up tonight and walk, I wish I open my eyes tonight and see, I wish that all the pains in my body, in my waist, I wish it will vanish away today, I wish that all the pains in my joints and all the stiffness in my body, I wish it will vanish away. As you are thinking it, even before you open your mouth, the Lord will do it. And then he will go beyond. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in us. That power will work in you tonight. Salvation tonight. Forgiveness tonight. Freedom tonight. And jubilation, joy, excitement, testimony tonight in Jesus' name. According to the power that worketh in me. Where will the power work tonight? Inside those lungs, the Lord will pump out all the water there. Inside that chest, the Lord will take all the pain away from there. In the intestines, he'll take that ulcer away from there tonight, because the power worketh in me. And the leukemia in the bone, it's like the bone is, you know, it's all weak now because of the cancer of the bones. The Lord will walk inside those bones tonight. And in your brain, it appears that everything is confused, and there's fighting going on there. This voice in that, that voice in there, and they want to scatter your head. The Spirit will walk in that brain tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 21. In verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, throughout all ages, world without end. And everybody shout, yeah. Your time has come. Yeah. My time has come. We have in the same spirit of faith. We say, we believe. And as we believe, there'll be a performance in every life tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is the time. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Forgiveness is now available. Reconciliation with God is now available. Regeneration, a recreation, that God will create a new spirit, a new heart, and then you have a new life, eternal life. Tonight is your night, that final night, and all the sins of your life, all the guilt of your life, all the condemnation of your life, everything will leave you right now in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want the forgiveness of the Lord, the salvation of the Lord, this reconciliation with God. You want it. And in your heart, you think, I want to be free from condemnation. I want to be free from guilt. I want total forgiveness and freedom. The new strength, the grace not to continue in the bad life I was living before. Wherever you are, God bless you. Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. This final night, forgiveness coming to you. Grace coming to you. Salvation coming to you. No condemnation anymore. As Christ takes your hand spiritually, and the hand of God spiritually, and brings you together. Raise up that hand. If you're raising up your hand, please stand up wherever you are and say, Lord, it's me. It's me. I want forgiveness. I want freedom. I want grace. I want salvation. I want assurance that all the enmity is gone, and all the punishment of my sin, everything is erased. No more condemnation, no more guilt, reconciled unto God. As you are raising up your hand, please stand up wherever you are. Online, you are raising up your hand. You want this forgiveness and salvation and grace. You raise up your hand there, and then you stand up. Please stand up over here. If you are raising up your hand, if you are watching by television, you can. You raise up your hand, you can stand up. Just to identify, I have stood up. I have moved. And I'm standing up because I want his forgiveness, his freedom, and the gift of his salvation. Rise up right there. I'm praying for you now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you because through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved, will be forgiven, and will be set free. Lord, I pray that the grace of salvation will come into every life right now, and there'll be real, practical, definite, and obvious, visible reconciliation with God now. In Jesus' name, blot out all their past sins. Forgive them now and give them freedom and the grace to go and live in righteousness in Jesus' name. Let the joy of reconciliation, the joy of salvation, the joy of regeneration come in every life right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It is done. It is done. You are reconciled. You are saved. No guilt, no condemnation anymore. By the resurrection of Jesus, you have been reconciled unto the Lord. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there, and they'll give you a slip to fill. Or if you don't know how to write, they will do it for you. We'll call on our pastor here to lead us in this time of counseling.
Amen. Put your hand together for Jesus, for these are wonderful brethren that have come to the kingdom. You are welcome to the kingdom life in Jesus' name. Now that you're a believer, we want to help you, assist you by having that decision slip. Begin to fill them now. Write your names, your phone numbers, which is 11 digits, and also your address, either office, house address, or describe the place where you live. If you don't have details of numbers, give us the name of the street. Tell us the area where you live. Either behind a school, near hospital, or other places can be described. Now, counselors, begin to move fast and identify the people now. Keep on standing. Don't sit down. As you are standing now, they are coming to you. And we were told yesterday that at the gate side, outside of the gate, many hands were up, but they were not captured. So please, if you are outside the gate, come inside, and the ushers, counselors, meet them there. Give them the slip to fill if they know how to write. If not, quickly assist them. Let's quickly move on. All our leaders, counselors, workers that have been trained, the choir are moving already. Raise up your hand. They will trace you. They will give you. Feel it. You are now a child of God. You are born again. Spirit of God is in you. You are a new creature. Don't tell lie by giving false names and false address and false phone number. Begin to do it as fast as possible. If you are online, either radio or television, and you are there using YouTube or several means of connection, there is a link that you will put your details there. You can write globalcrusadewithkumuyi.com. Once you do that, form will drop out. Fill those details and send it through WhatsApp or Telegram. Here is the number, +234 91 444 9263. I take the number again, +234 91 5444 9263. As you do it, send it now to us. We'll have connection with you and we'll be helping you in your newfound faith. As you are doing that, those that are not, in all these days you have given your life to the Lord, you have done it well, God is happy with you, heaven is happy with you, the man of God is happy with you, the church is also happy with you. You know, we have a program for you. As on online, there will be special banquet. Connect with the pastor with the link we have given unto you. Global Crusade with Kumuyi. That's the link. Once you click in, by 3 p.m., you have that coming together. Banquet with the Lord, associating with the Lord, and hearing more from the Lord. Then in the Alpha location here in Mina, we are having it at Deeper Life Bible Church, Headquarter Church, Shiroro. That's where we are having the program by 4 p.m. Be there on Sunday, 9th October. Be in that place. We'll welcome you, help you more, and give you more materials. There is a special package that is there for you. You will have them. You will be reading it. You will be studying and growing in the Lord. We are waiting for you there. Then in the regions, is it Suleja, Bida, Kanji, Shororo region, and all the other places we are all over in the Deeper Life Regional Headquarters. Be there around that 4 p.m. We'll have you, welcome you, and assist you in your newfound faith. Counselors, be fast and continue to register the brethren. Get their names, their phone numbers, and also their addresses. Then on the form also you have, is it the first time you are giving your life to Jesus? Take that place for them. Or you were a believer before but backslided. You are not being restored into the faith. Take that area because there are different materials that will help you. If you have gone back, there will be material to help it not to go back anymore. If you are a new person, you don't know much about repentance before, you have done it here, there is also material for you. So please be available. Cooperate with the counselors. Give them proper information so that they can be helped unto you there. Then after, we have more time with you. Counselors, it's not counseling time. Just get their details. That's what we want to have. Remember, some of us, tonight is the last night. I want to hear your amen. Amen. I said tonight is your last night of miracle. Amen. Last night of power. Last night of blessing and deliverance. All that you are looking for, waiting for. What you have not gotten, some of you are waiting and waiting. Today is the final day for your miracle. God of heaven will visit everyone. We here in the Alpha location and all over those that are listening, is it through radio, television, Or through other means, be ready, be prepared, pray that your miracle will surely come to you tonight. Can I hear amen? Can I hear global amen? Tell yourself, tonight is my night. I will receive my own. That's your prayer. Tell God now. I say, Lord, tonight is my night of visitation, night of my miracle, night of your power doing something in my life. Counselors, if you are over with the counseling, you have finished your area, move to the next place. Check up those standing and go and quickly help them. Don't forget those on this roadside, those at the gate side, entrance side. I was so many are standing there and they are listening. They are responding to the altar call. Go and help them there so that every one of us will be captured and you are very important personality before the Lord. You are VIP also of this heaven, heavenly crusade. So do that, ushers, counselors, choir, move fast and carry out this urgent assignment. The man of God is loaded and is waiting for us. I say he's waiting for us. As we finish, he will come up very soon. He will pray miracle prayer, powerful prayer, and the miracle will take place instantaneously in Jesus' name. Just pray and say, Lord, strengthen my faith. Increase my faith. Renew my faith. I have faith to receive. I have faith to, I believe your word. You will do it for me. The Spirit of God is moving already. Prepare you for your miracle. Counselors, if you have done it by my right hand side now, can you wave the flags? Anyone there? I'm not seeing any flags. Quickly do it now. What of those in the center? If you have finished capturing the brethren, filling the form, can you wave the flags there for me to see? Not yet. Let's be fast now about it. Otto, by my left hand side, you are finished. Can you wave the flags, please? Okay. None yet. So let's do as fast as possible. Get it done as fast as possible. Just their names, phone numbers. Remember, it's 11 digits. Then, take the addresses where they live or where they work. That's what we need so that they can be helped in their new walk with the Lord, newfound faith. And the God of heaven is happy. We are happy for you and with you. And the Lord will keep you to the end in Jesus' name. Bigger amen. Thank you. You are moving to the backside now. You are finished up. Quickly round up. Can I see the flags on my right hand again? If you are finished, can you wave it for me? I'm not seeing it yet. Okay. What of center? You have done your own. Can you wave? Okay, thank you, thank you. Center has finished. Okay, by right also, they are finished. Out of the left side, God's people are more there. Those that finished counseling by the right and center, quickly move to my left-hand side, towards the gate, and have time with them and finish as fast as possible. Counselors, let's be fast about it. Okay, any flags by the left toward the gate? If you have done it, can you wave me, please? Can you do that? I'm not seeing flags yet. Let's be fast. Let's be fast. Okay, praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. You're going to stand up As you get your miracle now by faith, the servant of God is coming to pray for us. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. If you are there, he said, praise the Lord. Remember, we, having the same spirit of faith, you have that faith. I have that faith. You and I, we, having the same spirit of faith, therefore, we believe and we speak. We believe. And after the final amen, you speak with your mouth your testimony. Amen. Remember now, it's going to reach you by the resurrection of Jesus, restoration in your life, rejuvenation in your life, healing in your life, deliverance in your life. This final day, the miracle that you need will come to you right there. If you believe and you say that same thing, and you know that infirmity, that sickness will be removed tonight after the final amen. Raise up your hand for your miracle. Lay your hand, one hand where you have the challenge, and know that this is the moment, the Lord, but the resurrection power in Christ will roll that problem away. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, amen, we believe, and therefore we speak, and we declare that your miracle power is everywhere here, everywhere there, anywhere we're connected now, your miracle power is there in Jesus' name. You said that power will walk inside us. Right now, begin to do that work. In the brain that is troubled, tormented, insane, work, deliver them in Jesus' name. Evil spirit of torment, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Every kind of swelling, goiter, hunchback, swollen tummy, fibroid, or swelling in the joints, or swelling in the leg, together with all the sin that is protruding, which should not be there. Lord, I pray, touch everyone now. Clear away, take away all the swelling in Jesus' name. That hernia vanish away right now. Respiratory problem, asthma, I pray the Lord touch you now, heal you in Jesus' name. Also be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I know that you are the God of all possibilities. Cancer cannot resist your power. Cancer, any part of the body, here, online, everywhere, that cancer, come out in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Lord, I pray,